We are on Daf Kuftes Vov Amid Beis. Let us start again from the Gemara to get into the swing of the sugya. And the Mishnah had said, Zebo bechavite shel yayin vzebo bekadi shel dvash, nizdeko chovi shel dvash, v'shopach ze es yeinei v'hitzol es advash l'saychoi, Ein loy elas chorei. So the Mishnah says that he cannot demand from the Baal HaDvash the Dmei HaYayin that he spilled out letzorchoi. Ein loy elas chorei can only demand from the Schar Pula and the Schar Keli. So the Gemara asks, Va'amai leimale mevkeire kozachina. Since it's going le'ibud, so it becomes hefker. We had said last week either al salocha avuda mimenu mikolodom, it has a din of hefker. He loses his bailus on something which he has no oif and how to be matzel, or the more means al tziyush it should become hefker. Mila Isanya, we learned in Abaraisa, Arei Shehoyaton Kada Yain Vakada Shemin, Vero Shehain Mishtabrix, and he saw that his Kadim are breaking, and everything's going to spill out. Lo Yoima Hareza Trumo Maisa Alpeira Sheyeshli Besech Besi, he should not make it Trumo Maisa, Bim Oma Lo Yoma Klum. And if he did say that it should be Truma Maisa, so nothing happened. So you see that it becomes Hefka, it's not his. You can't make something that is Hefka, you can't make it Truma Maisa. So Mamela, so just like we see that it becomes Hefka, and he cannot make it Truma Maisa, so in the case of the Mishnah, when it's nizdike chovish al dvash, so it became hefker, the Baal HaDvash is no way how to be matzalit, so the Baal HaYayin should be zeichen it. So the Gemara says, kedama ravir mikshekel beisabat korechale, hochana mikshekel beisabat korechale. Let us see Rashi again, v'leim aleim hefkere zachino, dvash alocha yoylech kule liibut, was going leibud, v'areini kematzel mina hefker, v'amai ein li elischoroi, kulei dvash lishkel, let him keep the dvash for himself. V'gabi chamoy lekelemei mohochi diyoche lahatzelu, just like he's matzel yenim schamir, the balachamel could also be matzel. But by dvash, his chavis was nizdak, he doesn't have any yetzer what to do, so v'gabi him mitzelech leibud. And we saw that Heilich Le'ibud makes it Hefker, Mishtabro Yisvakol Nishpach B'yachat, Le'yom HaKlum, Alma Kivin De Le'ibud Ozal, Les Bohus Chia, he has no bailus in it, V'Hefkeiro, and it's Hefker. So the Gemara answers that our Mishnah is speaking about Kedoma Rabir Mir Le'kamon Be'ekel, the Duvshe Korech Alei. An ekel, a band, a rope, is wrapped around the chavis of dvash. Now Rashi says, chavis shel dvash, kshura be'ekel, it is tied together firmly with this ekel, with this band, with this rope. Le'yishofech hakel, that means without this rope, so the pieces will not hold together, and the dvash is going to run out completely. But it's speaking about that there's a rope that's holding together the pieces. So since it's holding together the pieces, some amela, so that's why it will not spill out. But see, you can't say that the dvash is hefka because it's not heilich libut. Fine. So Mamela, now we know that if something that's Heilich Libud is Hefker, something that's not Heilich Libud is not Hefker. And the Mishnah is speaking about it's not Heilich Libud. Yeah. So now the Gemara asks, okay, but something that is Eilach Leibud, then he has Takadin Hefker, Vim Oma Aloy Oma Klum. The Gemara asks, Vasani will enter the Barais of Misha Boba Derech Umoas Biyodai. A person was Boba Derech and he had money. Ba'anas Kenegdai. And there's an Anas walking towards him. Somebody's going to take away his money in the next 5 seconds. So Memele, he sees that he won't have this money too long, so he might as well accomplish something with the money. He should not say, I have Peres Meiser Sheini. So I'll be Mechalo the Meiser Sheini on this money. Anas will take it, so the Anas will take it. So finish, so I won't have the mitzvah of taking the moist Yerushalayim, but I accomplished something with this money, that the payers in my house became this chal on this money. So it says he shouldn't say this. Vim Oma, but what if he did say it? Dvor of Kayomim. So Lamais, it's Nischalu. It was the wrong thing to do, but Dvor of Kayomim. So the Gemara is now asking Gastira. We heard before that the Kadayayin, it's Mishtabrois. So there it says he wanted to make the Yayin Trumim. So Leom Aklum, it's Hefker. It's not his. And here, Anas Kenegdoi, we see that he shouldn't do it. It's not a proper thing to do. But Lamaise, if he was Mechalul on this moist, the Chilul is Chal. So the Gemara says, Oche b'mayeskinin b'sheyoche lahatzol. This case of Anas Kenegdai means, even though this is an Anas Kenegdai, but he could be matzolet from the Anas, so it's not heilach leibud. So the Gemara says, im b'sheyoche lahatzol, l'chatchila amay l'yema. It says l'chatchila, you shouldn't do such a thing. It seems because we're afraid that the Anas is going to take it, and through that he's b'mevatel the mitzvah of Chilas Meiser Sheni b'Yerushalayim. So the Gemara says b'shiyoche lahatzel al yedei adchak. It's speaking about that if al yedei adchak he could avoid the Anas and be matzel the money, it'll be a difficult matzev, but he could do it. So to say that it's avod, you can't say it's avod, because since there's a possibility to be matzo de mois, so it's not called avod. So it's still called his. There's no yiush. It's not called avodim enemy kolodom. But since there is a possibility that he won't be matzo de mois, and this mois will end up by the akum, by the anus, so therefore, l'chatchila, he shouldn't do it. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, Harei peirish o maiser sheni shiyeshli b'sech beisim b'chololim. Fine. So now we know that this case of Mois is speaking about that it's Yochel Ahatzel al Yedei Adchak. There's a possibility that the Mois will not be used properly. So it says, L'chatchile, L'yayma, he shouldn't say that. They shouldn't be Mechalalit because of this possibility. But the Yavid, he said it, so the Chilul is Chal. So the Gemara asks, "B'chol heicha there are two girsois, but let us learn the girsa that we have in our Gemara. B'chol heicha the ike have seide l'chatchila lo yema. There's a hefsid l'chatchila lo yema. V'osanyi we learnt in a bereise, arei shahoy loy esa chovye shel tevel tome. A Levi had 10 chovyes of maiserishin." And it was tevil because they were not mafrish trumas meiser on all these 10 chovyes. So it's meiser that's tevil to trumas meiser. Fine, so he has to be make one of these chavyas in Trumas Meiser. V'ro achas mehem shenishbero oishen nizgalso. Then he noticed that one of these chavyas were broken. Oishen nizgalso. So memele, he won't have too much of a use from this chavis. It's nishbo oishen nizgalso. It means it was megula that a nochosh. There's a possibility that a nochosh came and drank from it, and then they put oros in the samamovis and the contents. Oimer, so the Mishnah says, the Braise says, Arei trumes meiser al teisha chabreiser. So in order to avoid a loss, like this, it's let's talk about Nishbaro. Nizgal, so the Gemara's going to speak about later. Nishbaro. It's Nishbaro. So if he doesn't make this Trumas Meiser, so it's he's going to have a loss. So in order to avoid this, he says, Arei Trumas Meiser Al Teisha Chavreiser. Now the coin is going to have a hefsid from this, but it seems so. It's either him or the Kohen. That means if he makes the Trumas Meiser, so he won't have a loss. Kohen will have a loss. So it says, you're allowed to make a Trumas Meiser. U'beshemen lo yase kain mibnei hefsid Kohen. Shemen, he should not, if the same occurrence occurred by Shemen, then we reckon with the hepsi that the coin is going to have. This is going to drip out. But by yayin, we're not chayish for the hepsid coin. And here, by mois meiser sheni, we're not chayish. Well, by mois meiser sheni, I'm sorry, we are chayish. Let's chatchila lo yayma. And here, by yayin, are you allowed to make a Trumas Meiser without a problem? Now, let us see clearly what the Gemara's kash is. So, let us see Rashi. V'cholheicha de'ike k'tzas hefsit. V'leka ibud legamri. There's no ibud legamri. Kihoche, the mukim of shiocha lahatzel ayidei atchak v'shem oyatzel. That means we had said this thing that an anus bo kenegdoi. There's a possibility the anus will take the bois meiser sheni, and there'll be a hefsid. It will not be niskayim. The mitzvah v'chidus meiser sheni b'Yerushalayim. There's a possibility he will be matzel. But we say that l'chatchila, since there is a possibility that the anus might take it, so l'chatchila he should not be mechalo the peiros meiser sheni on these mois. Because there's a possible hefsid of a mois meiser sheni. Like the Gemara, so lechatchila lo yema b'tmiya, so it seems that lechatchila he should not make it, should not be mechalo because of this possibility of hefsid mois meiser sheni. We learned Harei Shahoyeloi Lelevi Esa Chavye Shel Tevel Hatovel Atumas Meisa. A Levi had 10 Chavyes that was Tovel Atumas Meisa. That means they weren't Mafrish. All of them were Meisa Rishin, and the Levi was not Mafrish Tumas Meisa. Buhu Tomei. And all these 10 Chavyes were Tomei. The Tumas Meisa Didei Leichozi Lekoyin Lishtiyin. If he'll make a Trumas Meiser, the Kohen can't drink it because it's Trumat Meir. Elo Lezalev. The only use you could use it for a zilof. Zilof is they used to go and pour the wine and burning coals, and the beautiful aroma came out, which was be'etzim a very choshev shimush. But speaking about yayin chodosh, that you're not, we don't use yayin chodosh for zilof, because it doesn't have a strong reyach. So, upseida putihi, there's only a small hefset. That means, if you'll wait the hefset, that means like this. We have a chavis of yayin, it's maisa sheni, and I made a tumas maisa. I made the, which one they make tumas maisa? The one that's leaking out, nishtabra chavis. Now, what loss is incurred by making a tumas maisa? Not too big of a loss, because between you and me, let's you'll make a different one, Trumas Maisa. What is the Kohen going to do with a different one? It's Yayin Tomei, can't drink it. It's Yayin Chodosh, Zilof, he'll use it for Zilof. It's very inferior for Zilof. So Memela, so could be the Kohen won't use it at all. Could be he will use it for Zilof. We don't know. We'll see later that he can't be Miyashin the Yayin. That we'll see later in the sugya. But maybe we'll use it for zilov. So that's called a hefset cotton. It's a hefset cotton. Because could be by making this one trumas maisa, I'm being mafsed the kohen. Could be he would use this for zilov. Could be not. Here the Tana didn't bat an eyelash, and he said, listen, Rabbi Yid, why should you never lose? You make a Trumas Maisa. So here we see a Hefset cotton, a possible Hefset cotton. This is in Chayecha Koidmet. You worry about yourself. Like this Al Kaponim, you'll have the ninth Chov Yisin of Maisa Rishin, that's Tomei, which you're allowed to eat. I mean, so this one is Zaylech Libot, so why should you lose? Either Koyin might lose. No, Nishkefelach. There, with the Chayecha Koidme. And we had before, by Bo Anis Kenegdoi, and there's a possibility the Anis might take the money, and the Mitzvah Sachilas Meiser Sheini will not be Niskayim. Maybe it will be Niskayim. Al Kaponim, there it says that it's Yochel Hatzel, Dei Atrak. I don't know what exactly will come out from this, but by making it Michal being Michalo Meiser Sheini and these Mois, there's a possibility there'll be a Hefset. We'll see in Taisa something very interesting. This is also called Hefset Koyin. We'll try to be Mavar in Taisa. What kind of Hefset Koyin is here? But Antoine, it's also Hefset Koyin. There it says, Lechatchil Lo Yoyma. You shouldn't do it. You have to take into consideration what you're doing. You're making this Maisa Sheni, and maybe the Anis is going to take it then. So it's called Hefset Koyin. So don't do it, Lechatchil, if you did it. Fine. And here it says, by Yayin, it says, there's nothing but to worry about. By Yayin, there's nothing but to worry about. Chayecha Koidman, there's a possibility that the by making this Trumas Maisa, you're being mapped at the coin. It's a possibility, but it's not a double bowl. It could be never would use it side by side. So then we say Chayecha Koid. So that's the Gemara's Kasha. Psei de Puta Hudike. Kamei zeh sheyocha lahatzel hidei atchak. Now let's skip the next line. So then Rashi says, Shemen de Trumat Meya chozi lahadli. This is taka hefset. This the shemen de trumat meyer. By if you're going to make the shemen trumas meiser, and it's hoylich liibut. Here's a big hefset taka. V'chi mavsed lo lekoin ikka pseida too. But this is a big hefset. This you're not allowed to do. Nitaka says you're not allowed to do it. But the Gemara's kasha was by yayin, which is a small hefset. The Gemara somehow was medame the hefset. The potential hefset of yayin to the potential hefset by Mois, he's making it Mois Maisu Shei. So the Gemara answered, Sheikel by Sabbat Korachale. Here that we're speaking about, that Nishtabre Hachovis, it's speaking about the Nishtabre Hakat, Sheikel by Sabbat Korachale, Lechoshit Pseide Kulahai, So the Gemara says here there's a very minute episode, taking everything in consideration. It's speaking about that there's a rope that's holding together the pieces of the cup. So the whole yayin won't be heilichli. But there, yeah, it could be a few drops will be heilichli. But so on this episode, and who says the kain would he ever use it? I mean, it's not oimed lezilo. So this is zicher, you don't have to worry about it, and you can make it trumas meisa. Mashe'en came by the mois of Blanis Kenegdoi, there's taka hefsid. I mean, there's a possibility they'll take it away, and then the mois will not at all be used for it's the main Meisr Sheni won't be used what it's supposed to be used. That's the Teretz. Now let us see Teishvis. Areisha Yetoin Kadi Yain Vekadi Shema Layayma Areihen. It says the Chatzili shouldn't do it. Never the Eved. It's also Nachal. The halacha is, truma has to be taken only minamukif. That means the truma has to be next to the, that means the truma and the chulam has to be next to one another. So memele, so he's saying you're not allowed, he said, alright, he shouldn't make the kadayin shemishtabreis, areis a truma maisa peshes musar beisi, because it's mishtabreis. In fact, it's not mishtabreis. You're not allowed to make it, because it's shaloi min amukif. Veshloi min denoket mishtabreis, mishim deboi lemis nesef, and vim omar loyom aklomen achanam mitakit. The reishe, you don't need mishtabreis. Filo not mishtabreis is also awesome. It's shaloi min amukif. But he chapped on mishtabres to the sefer that vimoma leyom aklum because it's hefka. Inami b'shabos l'shvimim toivim ayri shemut alitrim shaloi menamukif doma b'sharab. The Mor says nisharab alzainik Shabbos. You're allowed to be toirim erev Shabbos in order to ensure that you'll have peiris lachila in Shabbos. Alzainik Shabbos. You're allowed to be toirim shaloi menamukif. See, it's speaking about Erev Shabbos, so Memele, so the whole Easter is only out the Hepsid Koy. B'chol heichadike pseide lechatchil aloi, that is our girse. Loi garsinelei k'deperish hakontris. We'll see soon that the Lechere Rashi was goyresit. This was... And Taisva says... Do bebreise de meise name yose lechat chile, echad ik heb zet koin. Diktoni u beshemen lo yase. So Memele Taisvi says, how could you say that by a potential hefsid, they were mata? It says by shemen, they weren't mata. So there's no kasha. Mikael el namidika hefset koyin shaperosa lechatchila. So Taisva says, by mois maisha sheni, there's also hefset koyin. So I didn't understand what kind of hefset koyin is there by mois maisha sheni. What kind of hefset koyin is there? So my chavrus Rabbi Yenikenta wanted to say that, what do you do with mois maisha sheni? You buy shlomim. And from the shlomim you give to the koyin the Zroyel Chayayim Vekeva, the Chazei V'Shoik, I mean, he gives the Chazei V'Shoik to the Koyim. So Mamele, that's also called Hefset Koyim. So Mamele, so we see that Shemen, we see when there's a Hefset Koyim, that you're not allowed to do it. So Mamela Safakel, so this stems with Shemen. And according to our Girsa, I mean, Rashi said, Shemen is a Hefzid Berube. Rashi said, that's, Ella, so what does Taisa say? Ella, amai, the Kamalel, the full, the Yevid, loyama, klum, porich. So Taisa says, the Gemara's Kasha is, from the Sefer, by the Sefer of the first Baraisa, if it's Eilich Leibud, it says, Loi Oma Klum, it's not going on, it's not going on the Baraisa of Anas Kenegdoi. It's going on the first Baraisa. And the first Baraisa, it says, Vim Oma Loi Oma Klum, if it's Eilich Leibud, so it's not Chal. And here it says, it's Eilich Leibud, and it is Chal. That's the Gemara's Kasha. So the Kasha is, Rashi learns, our Gersa is from the second Baraisa. And Taisa says, no, from the second Baraisa is not Shver. You see, we're Machmel, when there's a Hefset Koyim. So the Kasha is from the first Baraisa, why be the Ebedit is Chal? Now, that's the way others say, that we skipped over a line in Rashi, Hochi garsinon oima harei trumes meisa al teisha chavreiseo. The kasha was from that it's chal. This was the girsa that Tosfos brought down from Rashi. Loi garsinon lei. The kasha is why it's chal. Hochi garsinon oima harei trumes meisa al teisha chavreiseo. And it's chal. And before we learned for hilach libud, it's not chal. So that is pshat and fine. Let us go further. So Shalom al Yisrael. So the Moran says it's speaking about Ekel Beis Abad Korach Aleo. So it's not. I feel it's according to the first Girsa. It's not even a Hefsed Muet. It's a minute Hefsed. According to the second Girsa, it's not Hilch Leibut. Zok the Gemara weiter, but let's see, the Baraisa speaks about two cases that he's motivated to make a Trumas Maisa. Oishe Nisgalso. Now, Nisgalso means that this Chovis was exposed, and could be a Nochosh was taken from the Chovis. Frek the Gemara, Elo Nisgalso Lemai Chosi. Now, what's by Nisgalso? What is the case by Nisgalso? So let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Lamai Chozi, what is the Kohen going to do with the Nisgalso? Rafilohochik Toni, Oimar, Arehu Trume. Amalev said, Muit Loichoshosho. Here we're in hot water already. So Rashi Lushitosa is saying the Gemara's Kasha is, that means we're speaking about Yayin Chodosh. Will the Kohen make Ziluf? Perhaps. Perhaps he'll make Ziluf. That's the whole, could be he'll make Ziluf. It's Yayin Chodosh. So, but if it's Nisgalso, the Gemara learned he can't make Ziluf because it's poisonous. He can't make Ziluf. To inhale the aroma of poison, it's the Zichabo make Ziluf. So Al Koponim, there is a possibility there might be a Hefset Kohen. That means by Nisgalso, I mean, could be he would use it, could be, but now he Zichar won't use it. So there's a possibility he could have used it. There's a Hefset Kohen. Papa Pekin, you're allowed to. And by Bo Anis Kenegdai, there's also a possibility that it'll get into the hands of the Anis. There we say, Lechatchilu lo yoima, Rashilu Shitosoi. And here we say that Lechatchilu yoima, that is the Kasha by Nisgalso according to Rashi. And this is the first Pshat. Let us see Taisvis. Elon is galso lemai chozi. So according to Tosfos, there never was a kasha by Yain. The whole kasha was, why was it chal? The kasha was from the first Baraisa. The first Baraisa says that something that is hoylech leibut, it's hefka, it's not his. He can't make it, he can't make it trume. So the Gemara says, so here it's nishtabro, atzeilach libus, must say, no, it's talking about, ekel bei sabbat. So it's not heilach libus, like the Gemara, fine. Upon his gal, so, it's sicha heilach, but you can't do anything with it, it's worthless. You can't do anything with it. It's yayin tomei, you can't make ziluf. Let's talk about shaman. We're talking about yayin. It's yayin tomei, you can't make ziluf. So toilach libut, how can he make it trumas maisa? So the kasha is, nizgal says toilach libut. So how can he make it? So we're back to the first kasha. Here you told him the whole kasha was by Yitzchal. That's the kasha. And then you told me a teretz eikel by sabbat. Good. So by nishtablo you told me a teretz. But by nizgal so it's oilech leibut. And he can make it trumas maisa. So this is abo mishem eloi porich. Dektoni bishem eloi yas. Abo truma cholo. Vechi nizgal so lamai chozi. Dik lameime. Dechozi ladloke. Here you can use it for adloke. It seems there the oros will not, is not a problem. So why lechatchilu can't you do this? It's difficult. It's not allowed to touch the shemen. It's very difficult for him to use the shemen. Because the shemen has poison in it, and he has to be very careful. He has to use with rubber gloves, and thus it's a hefset koyin. It's so this one you're going to make trume. That's called a hefset koyin. But so on shemen is bechlau no kashe. Why it's chal? Because it's not heilach libut. It can be used. But yayin you can't make ziluf if it was nizgal. So what is pshat? So why is it chal? That's pshat the gemara's kashe according to Tosfos. V'chiteima chazi leziluf. You'll tell me by nizgals it's chazi leziluf. V'asanyi, we learned a baraisa, mayim shenizgalu. If you have water that was nizgalu. Areza lo yishpachem b'shus arabim. You shouldn't fill them out b'shus arabim. V'ligabu b'mesatit, and you shouldn't use it to make tit. V'lo yirbats b'nesabayis. Lo yashkim emes b'hemtoi, v'lo yibahemes chaveirei. Because this is, it's so useless. You can't do anything with it. There's oros in it. So the kasha is, either there's a hefsed muet, or it's mamashaylech libo. So the Gemara says, da'ova lo misanenes kerab nechemya. So the Gemara says that you could sieve it, and Rab Nechemya holds, that by the oros of a nochosh will not go through a sieve. It floats on top, the water, the wine will drain through the sieve, and the oros remains on top. So memela, so yes, king akasha, it's a shrek, it's a teilach libut. No, Rav Nechemya holds that sinun helps on oros. Kerem Nechemya, the sanya we learned in Labaraisa, misanenes yeshbo mishum gilu. The Tanakhama says, misanenes, now here it's speaking about, you had two kelim, the top keli was a mishameres, that means the yayin was nistanim from the top kelim, from the top keli into the bottom keli. So the Tanakhama says, if the top keli is exposed, yesh ba mishum gilui. So there's an issa gilui because a nochosh, they might drink from the water on the top keli, or drink from the wine on the top keli, and they'll go, and the sinun will not help. Omar Rav Nechemya emesai bizman shetachtoine megula. He says, no problem of misanenes is if the bottom keli that the wine is going through, dripping into the bottom keli, if that's megula, there's a problem of gili because the yayin, the nochosh will drink from the yayin in the bottom keli, not being misanenes. אבל בזמן שהתחתונה מחוסה, אף על פי של יוינה מגולה, אין בו משום גילוי, there's no problem of גילוי, לפי שאורש של נוחש, דוימה לספוג, it's דוימה to a sponge, וצוף ועומד במקיימי. When it comes through a מסננס, it does not drip through the מסננס, it will stay on top of the מסננס. Fine. So, Memela, so now where are we up to now? So now, Shalom al Yisrael. The Gemara asked, Nisgalso lemaychozi, it's, you can't do anything with it. So it's either it's a hefset, or it's mamish, avudu mimeno mikol odom. Shmuel says, no, this paraisa goes according to Rav Nechemya. There's an eitze, you can be misan in it, and, some Memela said, heilich libud, and, it's a hefset cotton, it's a smaller hefset, because who says Bechlal will use it for, Ziluf, and if he does, he could be misan in it. Let's see Rashi. Lo yishpachem, shlo yavar leim odam yachaf, if you pour out water, that's megula, you pour it out on the ground, so it could be a person who's walking barefoot, Vikonas oras shall nochash beragle de makas tsroer beyomos. That means could be, he'll bang his foot and there'll be an opening, there'll be an open wound, and he'll walk over this water, and so it's mamish. You're killing someone. Vlayashke ben lebehemtoi. Mishum sakonis nefoshis. This is a moyodike Rashi. Shema yishchetenu achekein. So Rashi says something very interesting. The Issa, you're not allowed to give mayim megulim to your behemah, is why? Because maybe you might shecht it and the person might eat the meat. And then it's poisonous meat. Rashi does not worry at all about the behemah for some reason. Rashi only worries about maybe a person might eat the meat. We'll see in Tosfos about this. Yes, but Mishum Gilui, Zorich Lechasis Elyain, Kadesh Lita, so the Tanakama holds, you have to cover the top Keli, the top Mishamerish, Shlish to Bay Nochosh, Va'afa Pisha Yayin, Mistanin, Boilach, Hashinisha, Meyavir, Ores, Meyayin, Lesecha Keli, Vachoshkin, Shatachte Megula. And, Rav Nechemya says no. If the top is Megula, there's no problem. Let us see Tosfos. B'layashke mehem lebehemtoi. Perish pekuntres. Shemo yishchetenu. Ve'ikes akonis nefoshesh. You're not allowed to give your behema maya Megulim. Maybe you'll shech the behema and this akonis nefoshesh. Ve'einire. The afilu lebehema tmeya layashke mishum baltashchis. Is a isra baltashchis. You're giving poisonous water to your behema. So it's an isra baltashchis. I have to say because of mishum baltashchis. Can the mashme bepeg based avodah zarah? The muki hosam hodesanye. There's a baraisa. Here, it says like this. By us it says, you're not allowed to give mayim megulim to your behemah, and not to someone else. Liashkvens behemtav loy behemah schaveri. Fine. Like the Gemara Akasha, we learned a baraisa, you're allowed to give to your behemah mayim megulim. Astire, you're allowed to give to your behemah. Zok to Gemara, you know, that baraisa that says you're allowed to give to your behemah is speaking about your cat. You're allowed to give your cat mayim megulim. What's the yichus of your cat? A cat feeds on snakes. It's not after mice and rats. It feeds on snakes also. No, how can it eat a snake? It has poison in it, it has venom in it. A cat is immune. A cat is immune to the poison of a snake. So the Mela, so the Gemara says, that's pshat. That what it says you're allowed to give to your baby means to your cat. Your cat, you're allowed to give it to. That's what it says. You're not allowed to give it. Speaking about not a cat. So, Mamela, you're not allowed to. But let's go a little further. Uporich. Fine. Ihochi. So, but it says, you're allowed to give to your behemoth, means your cat. Because a cat is a mule. Yeah, so the Gemara says, why do you say your cat? What's with Yenim's cat? Give it to Yenim's cat also. They're a mule. So give it to Yenim's cat. So the Gemara says, Mishani Kochish. Well, it gets weak. It won't die, but it gets weak. It gets weak. Right. So you can't give it to Yenim's cat because it's going to get weak. Frag the Gemara. Ooh, so it gets weak. Didei nami kochish. So how's he allowed to give it to his cat? It's going to get weak. That's the Gemara's kasha. So before that we see the teretz of the Gemara, let's understand the kasha. The Gemara is asking a kasha, how you allowed to give it to your cat? It's going to get weak. So what? So it's going to get weak. So al kochach the Gemara's kasha, even about tashchis. You had a gesunte cat, and by giving him the mayim megulim, you're making it weak. So how you allowed to give to your cat? That's not the Gemara's kasha. This is clear, not like Rashi. According to Rashi, the whole problem is by behemoth Torah, a person might eat it. Here you see Claude is an Issa Baltashchis. It's Issa Baltashchis. And the Gemara says, Aphila won't die, but making a weak is also Baltashchis. So the Gemara answers, Hada Bori. So the Gemara says like this, Nana, it's going to get, for 5 weeks it's a week, and then it's going to get back its Koiches. So Mamela, my cat, Nishkifelach. So for 5 weeks, I'll go on vacation and won't eat up the mice. Fine, Nishkifelach, no problem. But Yenim's cat, you're a mazik. For 5 weeks, you're a mazik, the Yenim's cat. Fine. Bisotaisi says, Midaporech, Didei, Nami, Kochish. So what's the kasha? Mash Midosa, Mishim, Baltashris. So you see, Claude, this is as Baltashris. So Mamela, So not the way Rashi said. Rashi said the whole reason now to give you a behemoth because maybe a person might come and eat from it. You see, Claude, the Gemara is a pilpa about a cat. And then, yeah. The Gemara asked Akasha. Here it says, Yashkila behemto, and there it says, Yashkila behemto. Let's say, speaking about a behemoth tmeya. Shein lochush shema yishchitana. Mashma de Bishabe Mistmeyes, the Koshala Osamishim Baltashris, Klona like Rashi. Mir Yeshlamishabe Mistmeyes, Leboy Lukmi, Mishum Dotto Bishop Tony Askinen, Shemashkin Lebaima Dova, Shemes Al Yodom, Ermain, Mistome, it's not speaking about a Behemoth Tmeyes because he's not a Shaita. So that's why the mother didn't mention a Behemoth Tmeyes. But Al Kaponim, you see, there's an Issa Baltashchis. That's Tosfos Kash and Rashi. I saw a Ha'orah from the Yelos HaShachar on this din, and perhaps Al Kaponim, he blabs by Akasha, but perhaps Al Kaponim, this was Shitas Rashi. If not, if I'm for the Gemara, but Al Kaponim, with Rashi, he said something very interesting. The whole Issa is maybe a person might come and eat it. Al Baltashchis, Rashi did not ignore the problem of Baltashchis. He asked a very interesting kasha. There's a Taz in Hilchos Shabbos. The Taz says in Hilchos Shabbos, like this is an Issur Tzeida. It's an Issur Tzeida. You're not allowed to trap an animal, anything you're not allowed to trap. So the Taz says, let's say you have a garbage can. I don't know if there's flies in the garbage can or not. No, by putting the cover on the garbage can. If I know there's flies, I'm trapping the flies. You know how to do that. So, Zuktataz, fine. That's if I know. What if I don't know? Am I mechuyev to make a bedikah to look in, are there flies? Are there not flies? Zuktataz, no. You're not mechuyev to look. Why? Zuktataz, amoyer dikazach. He says, first of all, I'm not mechavim to be taught. It's a dovashayn miskavim. A dovashayn miskavim is mutter. That's how we paskin. No, but a dove shenim is kavan. But it's a psikreisha. That means if there's a, this is not the normal dove shenim is kavan. Every dove shenim is kavan, its pshat is, I'm pulling a chair. Will it make a chritz? Won't it make a chritz? Because it could be it'll make a chritz, could be it won't make a chritz. But I have no intent to make a chritz. So I feel it made a chritz. It's a dove shenim is kavan, which is mutalachat. But over here, there's no could be. If there's flies there, it's a psikreisha. Because I'm zikha making a maisa tzeda. It's not a sofik tzeda. If there's flies there, it's a vaday tzeda. Zok te taz amur deki yesod. But if I don't know, ignorance is bliss. So basically, the taz understood the chaymer of a psikreisha is as follows. The chaim of a psikreisha is, you know this is going to happen. That means, let's say, the normal case of a psikreisha. I want to cut off the head of an animal. I don't want to kill the animal. I just want to cut off the head. Mitzidia, let it live, gizun tait. But so he says, listen, who are you fooling? I mean, you cut off the head, it's not going to live. So that's called your mechavin to kill. No, I don't want to kill. No. You mechavin to kill the behemoth. Psikreisha v'lo yomosh, you cut off the head and it won't die. So you chayim al tzitzus neshama. Fine. That's true, because every bardas knows you cut off the head, it won't live. But over here, when I cover, that is true, because every psikreisha, whenever you cut off a head, ozicha will die. But the Taz says, if there's a suffix, if there are flies in a garbage can, and I don't know if there are flies there or not, and I shut the garbage can, and Lamai said there were flies, you can't say I was mechavin to trap these flies, since I was unaware that there were flies there. So the Taz says, I have a heter of eini miskavin. I have a heter of eini miskavin. And therefore you're not mechuyev to be boydik. It's not here the chesaron of psikreisha you don't have. Psikreisha makes them a mechavin, but if I'm unaware that there's flies here, so I'm an eini mechavin. It's not called I was a mechavin because it's a psikreisha. Even though the maise, if there are flies there, I'm zichet tzod the flies. That's the task. Frek da yalas hashachar very choshev kasha. He says, why aren't you, let's say, according to Tosfos, you're not allowed to give your behemah mayim megulim als bal tashchis. So he says, am I mechaven to be mashchis the behemah? No. He says, no, what is it? You're not mechaven to be mashchis the behemah. You give it poison. I'm not mechaven to be mashchis. No, but he says over here, who says, Mayim Megulim means, doesn't mean that I saw a snake there that was drinking from it. Mayim Megulim means there was a possibility for a snake. I don't know if there was a snake there or not. So he asks, Amoyre de Kekasha, so yes, according to the Taz, why are you allowed to give your behemoth? I want to give my behemoth. My behemoth is thirsty. Maybe a snake drank from it. Maybe there's poison there. And by giving it to your behemoth, You're over about Tashchis. So he says, I don't know that there's a snake there. So Mamela Sadovo Shaini Miskaven. And the Taz says, if I don't know, ignorance is bliss. If you don't know, so it's not called a psikreisha. So there should be a heter of Aini Miskaven. As they frek the Taz on Tosfos. Period. So it could be that Rashi held like this. That Rashi held like this, and that's why Rashi did not want, if not what you do with the Gemaras. But Al Kaponim could be Rashi held like this. So Memela Al Sanisar of Bal Tashchis, Nisurim I have a heter of Einim Miskaven. Nisurim I have a heter of Einim Miskaven. But here Chazal says, don't you dare give your behemoth, because what's gonna be, I'm an enemy scavenging in Dawson, and I'll come and Bezen Shal Mile, I didn't do anything wrong about that. But you know what you did? This, Chas V'Sholom, this behemoth could be, will be geshacht, and someone will die from it. So we're not talking about your avera, but I have a good lawyer. I was an enemy scavenging. Well, you'll have a good lawyer, and then there'll be a whole bunch of levayas. So Chazal said you're not allowed to do it. That's why it could be Rashi held like the yellow sashacha. That's why Rashi did not want to learn else about Tashchis. You have to know, he says, what Rashi did with the Gemara. So Rav Nechemya said, if Tachtoine is Megula, then it's also. Taimen, kein Pschiete, die erst bei mir schon gilli, da habe ich schon am Megule. Ob ich noch einmal sage, Tachtein ist Megule, denn es ist Osser. Versteht sich? Da wo ich sage, Daljoin ist Megule, ist Mutter, gut, kis ist Tangos, da zin und helps an Ores Nochisch. But the Tachtein ist Megule, versteht sich, denn es ist Osser. Die Schleume, der Salke, Deiktor, schon Nochisch, Jori, Lovib, Ne, Hakel, Schu, Shemeya, Shanoifel, Hayayim, Misanenes, Lachtoine, כדמרינה פרק בייס דאבוי דזורה, טיף טיף אין בי משום גילוי. אמר דקי גמורה, דגמור סנס אבית סטריפינג, סום אמר, אנוך אשמון קום, he's scared. He doesn't know what shot in these drops. He stays away with a 10-foot pole. So טיף טיף scares the נוחש, and he won't come. סום אמר, כמשמון דכי אגבנה, שרוי היין שנשפח בבחץ, אחס אפלי התחתן, but this is a different procedure over here. It's not tif tif. It's going pretty, there's a big flow that's coming from the dust. Amis yore li yisavu shul kol b'nei odom. The nachash is a shtickle of them. So the mele, he said, that's not people. Tif tif. He says, oh, he's scared. This already could be, people are walking tiptoe. He doesn't know clue what this is. But if it's going with a shefa, Ella Sova Shikach Masaninis Ayay. No, no, this he can figure out already. He can figure out that this is not a person that's coming. This is the Sinin Ayayin. So that's the Chiddush. The Chiddush is that the Nachash is not, is a Giloi because the Nachash is not afraid of the Kail of the Sinin.